I am very excited to reintroduce our next, I guess not really panel, we are doing a live podcast edition of the Entertainment Law Update. This is not in the notes here, but the first time I discovered this, I was writing an article on the O'Bannon decision, and I came across the show notes or something for this, and I've been listening virtually every month since. And so I would highly recommend anyone who is new to the industry or wants to be in the industry, this is a great way to learn about what's going on, and it's pretty low investment. It's turn on the podcast and listen once a month. So you can always subscribe in Apple Podcasts, any podcatcher you use. And with that, we've already introduced them, and I don't want to be in the way of the show. So Gordon and Tamara are going to have the live podcast recording.
So Brent, you said it's a low investment. If you want to invest more, we'll be happy to accept your check.
It's great to know that those opportunities are there.
In addition to subscribing on Apple Podcasts, as I shared with Daniel, please click subscribe on all podcast choices available for you.
Yeah. Check one thing.
Am I close enough?
You want to be pretty close. So what you're going to see is basically how we record every episode we do, except that we're not in the same room most of the time. So we connect. Actually, we're really old school. We connect over a Skype call. That's changing because we're going to switch, start doing video soon when we both feel like we're okay on camera.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to go in about 5, 4, 3, 2. It's Entertainment Law Update, episode 162 for November of 2023. Hello again, everybody. Welcome. This is Entertainment Law Update for November 2023. I'm Gordon Firemark from the Los Angeles, California area.
And I'm Tamara Bennett from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But today,
we are recording this episode in front of a live audience here in Austin, Texas, at the 33rd Annual Entertainment Law Institute, presented by the University of Texas Law School and Texas Entertainment and Sports Law Section of the State Bar of Texas. So thank you all for being here with us live. And for those of you listening in the cyber world, thank you for joining us. This is our podcast about entertainment law, where each month we pull together a roundup of legal and business news stories and share our opinions, commentary, and analysis. And Tamara, it's been an interesting conference, a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. This is day three of the conference, the final Friday of the event. So we're always happy to see each other in person to record the podcast. I've been doing a lot of traveling, and I think I shared with you I went paragliding in Maui, so that was super cool. I recommend it.
And I saw that video that you sent me.
Oh, that's right. Like yes, I sent him
a total blast.
Only dear friends get to see the video of me launching off the side of a mountain. But the coolest thing I've done was yesterday, which was I got to give you, Gordon, an award. So I want to congratulate you live on the podcast for being the 2023 recipient of the Texas Star Award presented by our Texas Entertainment and Sports Law Section. So congratulations. Well,
thank you. It is a tremendous honor, and I'm really grateful to everybody. So it's really nice to be here, and I got to present a talk about true crime podcasting to the conference yesterday also. That was a lot of fun. And I, too, have been doing a lot of travel, but running around from conference to conference, and I guess I like the sound of my own voice. So
we all love it. So Gordon's voice, I've just been told by one of our attendees today, is like butter. My voice, on the other hand, on Halloween, a small child told me I sounded just like a witch.
Did you scare a small child?
I did scare a small child. His mother, who is standing in the yard, says, "Your voice does not sound like a witch." By that point, he had rounded the house and was on the sidewalk. Oh, he's my. Four. He's dressed as a firefighter. Oh, he took his candy. He then says from the sidewalk, in response to his mother, "Her voice is scary. She sounds like a witch." So,
well, on that note,
let's start. You have butter, yeah. I have witch.
Well, first we have to let you know that our episode is sponsored by JD Supra, the leading platform in professional services content and marketing, helping lawyers turn their expertise into networking opportunities, media visibility, and new business. JD Supra publishes and distributes blog posts, articles, podcasts like ours, videos, and other thought leadership to hundreds of thousands of subscribers on a daily basis. including business leaders, in-house counsel, media members, the C-suite, and others with a need-to-know interest in legal, regulatory, and compliance matters. JD Superclients not only enjoy wide readership of their thought leadership,